We're gonna play the side B, which was the other track that they managed to extract in that first day down in Muscle Shoals before things kind of melted down. And the other track they extracted that day was another super classic track, so we'll hear that one. And then after they did that first session down in Muscle Shoals, things were kind of acrimonious between a couple of the different players and stuff. So they ended up taking the band with them back to New York a bunch of times. And so much of the other stuff ended up being recorded in New York, but it was the Muscle Shoals sound because it was all the people from down in Alabama. And that was basically the core group that ended up creating hit after hit after hit after hit. But this is one that they did manage to get done down there before they left.
Take me to heart. And I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unsure. Makes willpower. Temptation strong. A woman's only human. You should understand. She's not just a plaything. She's flesh and blood, just like her man. If you wanna do right. You should understand.
between I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You and Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. That was the first, the A and B side of the first single that Atlantic released for her, and this just set her on fire, but the world was not ready for what happened next, and that was the hit you all know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Respect, which made her into a total superstar, became a feminist anthem, is really just one of the greatest songs ever recorded in history. But I don't know if many of you know, but that song was originally recorded by Otis Redding. It was written by Otis Redding, and it was written from a man's perspective with a little bit more of a, I guess, ambivalent perspective. So we'll hear Otis Redding's version first and hear his original intention for the song, and then we get to see how Aretha Franklin just took this thing and turned it on its head and just turned it into a bullwhip. So this is the Otis Redding version here first. All right, let's hear Aretha's retort.
Just a little bit.
There we go. That's the story of Respect. That was that song is so good. What a treasure we've lost. So we'll just keep going, and I think we'll do a couple of songs here that were songs that Aretha co-wrote with her then-husband, Ted White, and he was definitely a volatile figure. They've had a love-hate relationship with each other, and he was the one who actually got in a big fight with one of the trumpet players at Muscle Shoals, which was the reason they ended up going back to New York to do stuff. But this is one of the ones that they wrote together from her first record with Atlantic, and this is Dr. Feelgood.
I don't want nobody always sitting around me and my man. I don't want nobody always sitting right there looking at me and that man, be it my mother, my brother, or my sister. Would you believe I'll get up, put on some clothes, go out and help you find somebody for theirself if I can? Yes, I will. Now, I don't mind company, because company's all right with me every once in a while. Yes, it is. I tell you, I don't mind company, because company's all right with me every once in a while.
It's an all Aretha-themed afternoon. We're going to do two more tracks here that were written by Aretha with her then-husband, Ted White. And we're going to start off with Since You've Been Gone.
Baby, baby, sweet baby, there's something that I've just got to say. I told you to go.
Here's another one that they wrote. You know this one too.
Thank you.
Okay, Chain of Fools. This next one we're going to play here is by request. This features Dwayne Allman on guitar and is a cover of the band song The Weight. Okay, so this next one is one that I dug out of the KDNK vault here from Aretha live in Paris. This is Soul Serenade.
Only you can hear my soul say, hey, yeah, run ahead. I want to be free to fly away and sing to the world about my soul. I moment I wake up, before I pull on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you.
Forever.
It's all Aretha. We've got maybe 10 or 15 minutes more. So if you have any requests, 963-2976, give me a call. I'll play whatever I can find for you. Especially if you've got some, you know, diamond in the rough that people don't know about, give me a call, 963-2976. In the meantime, maybe we will, we're going to take a little toe in the water to some later Aretha here. This is from the 80s, this thing. This is Jimmy Lee.
All this time, I couldn't shake your memory, and I never knew the sweetest love was the first. So what am I supposed to do about this curse? Oh, baby, I've got you to blame. And I'm calling, calling out your name. Oh, he was so fine. Jimmy Lee. Oh, he was so fine.
Baby, keep going.
This is Somewhere by Request. So we have very little time left. We are going to play one here that you all know, but we're going to play the version from about 2015, I think it was, at the Kennedy Center, and this was in front of Barack Obama and in front of Carole King, who wrote the song, and it was one of her last great public performances. And so we'll play that, and then we've got, I think, one more after that.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. So unkind, but you're the key to my peace of mind.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed our little tribute here this afternoon to the Queen of Soul. What a loss, but we have her music at least. I guess we're gonna close out with one last song here. I don't know, this one just seems kind of appropriate to me. This is Call Me.
Dearest of all.